Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump, members of his administration, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky ended acrimoniously on February 28th. President Zelensky left the White House abruptly, and the planned signing of a critical minerals deal between the United States and Ukraine, seen as a possible step toward ending the Ukraine war, did not take place. Shortly after the meeting, President Trump posted on Truth Social, "I have determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations. I don't want advantage. I want peace," he wrote. "He can come back when he's ready for peace." In an interview on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasized that bringing about an end to the conflict by getting Russia to the negotiating table is President Trump's goal. "We are trying to end a war. You cannot end a war unless both sides come to the table, starting with the Russians, and that is the point the president has made," said Secretary Rubio. "I'm not promising you it's possible. I'm not telling you it's 90% likely. I'm saying it's 0% likely if we don't get them to a negotiating table. And the sooner everyone grows up around here and figures out that this is a bad war that's heading in a bad direction with death and destruction and all kinds of danger surrounding it that could spiral into a broader conflict, the sooner people grow up and realize that, I think the more progress we're going to be able to make." Secretary Rubio noted that, like any peace agreement, there will have to be safeguards put in place and they will have to be enduring. "But that begins with the first step, and that is engaging them to see if it's even possible," said Secretary Rubio. "Everybody is saying security guarantees to secure the peace. You first have to have a peace, and this was understood by the Ukrainians. It was explained to them repeatedly. Don't do anything to disrupt that, and that's what Zelensky did, unfortunately." Secretary Rubio expressed the hope that President Zelensky will realize the United States is actually trying to help his country before it suffers thousands of more casualties. "It's time to bring the Russians to the table," declared Secretary Rubio, "and see if there is a way forward that ends this conflict and makes sure it never happens again."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.